I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we talked with Knoxville Raceway General Manager Jason Reed for a 2025 season preview at Knoxville Raceway.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you sitting down and visiting with me today to talk about this weekend, a very exciting weekend as the opening weekend for racing here at Knoxville Raceway. Let's just start off from, you know, your standpoint as general manager. You know, what does this opening weekend look like for you, and kind of how significant is it to get the race season going?
Oh, it's kind of, you know, we're starting off with a big show. Normally, you know, start off the most seasons start off with like a preseason game stuff, but we're going right to bringing the World of Outlaws in town for two nights of very first kicking off here. So yeah, we're hoping to be a great turnout. We've tried this the last couple of years, and Mother Nature hasn't cooperated, but hopefully we get this week. It looks like it's going to be good, so we kick it off with those two nights, running 410s only. We did that for the, you know, just in case, as we was planning, that if there was a chance of, you know, bad, or not bad weather, but if it was cooler, to get the show in here and get it done and get the fans out before it got too cool in the night. So,
can you put into perspective a little bit, you know, just briefly, you know, what kind of all goes into having to get this night ready? I'm sure you could go on and on, but just a couple highlights of what you guys do in the off season.
Oh yeah, it's just there's always, you know, some upkeep. We've fixed some guardrail on the fence. We've done some updates, fixing some stuff in the grandstands. We've almost got all the bathrooms on the facility remodeled now. Actually, we got all we got left now for is the backstretch grandstand underneath the north grandstand bathroom. So we were hoping to get those done before the Nationals. So yeah, we just continually, you know, there's always stuff that breaks or during the winter, the weather blows down billboards or whatever. So we've got all that ready. And then, of course, just getting the place all back up from being winterized for the winter, you know, just getting everything hooked back up, all the restrooms up and running. Heck, we had to go through and do some different boxes on the TVs for MediaCom. We realized we got like 100 TVs, you know, so just all the stuff to get stuff back in place, get food and drinks back in the place. Just a lot of stuff to get cleaned up and get going, but I think we'll be ready to go.
You know, look at the 2025 schedule a little bit and the calendar. Can you kind of highlight some key dates that we have for you? Of course, the Knoxville Nationals will be in August, but, you know, some key dates that'll be on the calendar.
Right. We got, like I said, we got the World of Outlaws this weekend. Then we have the World of Outlaws back June 14th and 15th also. And then that'll be another big weekend. And then the last weekend in May, we'll have the USAC non-wing cars here, and then that also coincides with having the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame banquet here on the grounds. So they'll induct their new newest members on Saturday, but then we have the USAC race cars, non-wing cars here Friday and Saturday, and then, like, of course, you said the Nationals in August, the 6th through the 9th, and then ending the season with the late models in September. So yeah, another full schedule. Once we get going here, this weekend we'll take off a weekend in June when they run the big outlaw race up at Huset's, and then we'll take one weekend off in August. But other than that, it's full steam ahead all summer long.
Yeah, and Jason, to talk a little bit about somebody maybe listening that they've never been to Knoxville Raceway, maybe they're new to the area, maybe they, you know, are not a race fan. They just come to Knoxville Raceway on a normal night, a normal Saturday show. What can they expect from an evening like that?
Well, we on a normal Saturday night, we have three classes of cars, and to an average fan that, you know, really looking at the cars, you can't tell any difference from sitting in the grandstand. But the biggest difference is the motor size. We basically got three different motor sizes, and just like any sport or anything you do, the bigger motor, the more horsepower, just takes more money, and, you know, go faster. And so, kind of, you know, the pro sprints, we kind of like an entry level class, and then you can move up to 360 and 410. And like Major said, the major difference is only the motor size. But then so we're putting a lot of emphasis on this year. You know, sometimes we've seen across the country and even here for shows, you know, they drag on too long. We're trying to make that 10 o'clock, 10:15 to be done. So we're putting some things in place to keep the show moving. So there should always be, I don't want more than a minute or two in between each race throughout the whole night that we don't have a car on the track. So once we get rolling, we're going to try to keep it moving and get everybody, if they want to get out of here in good time, get home, or if they want to get down to the pits and meet their favorite driver and buy some t-shirts, whatever they want to do there. That's a kind of a goal of ours this year, to keep the show moving as fast as we can.
You feel like, you know, sprint car racing too, if somebody's never been to a show, that it's kind of neat that it's one of those all-inclusive sports where it's different than a football or basketball team. I mean, you know, you're meeting these drivers. You have the opportunity to come and visit with these guys who are competing at the highest level of the sport.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, we've got some very professional guys here every week that, you know, that's what they do, is they race for a living. They race here on Knoxville on Saturday, but then they, you know, travel wherever else to race. But like this weekend, these guys, they travel the whole country, you know, race for a living. And so, yeah, it's you can see them. They'll be out here in the campground before in the afternoon walking around. You can talk to them there. And then after the race, yeah, you can go virtually right into their trailer, talk to them, and take care of, you know, if you buy any T-shirts, meet them, shake hands, get your picture taken. So it's very, very interactive with the drivers. That is very true.
Yeah, Jason, too, you know, recently announced was a little bit of a policy change for Knoxville Raceway in terms of clear bags. Can you talk about the decision-making that went into this and what people should know?
Yeah, I know that wasn't received well by all, but I've also, fortunately, I've got a lot of good comments, too. So, you know, just the way it is nowadays, unfortunately, the world we live in, you gotta, you know, for safety reasons. And so basically the reason I went to the clear bag policy is, one, to speed up the line going through. Now they'll be able to, you know, hold it up, we can see in the bag. And just so, too, that I don't have to have my employees digging into somebody's personal stuff, you know. If it's not a clear bag, we got to look around in there and make sure. And so, you know, there's just been some interaction between fans and my employees that are doing the inspection, which is just doing their job. But, you know, that just to make it smoother for everybody, I know it's, a little, you know, painful that you got to bring a clear bag. But I think this way it'll be just where you can just hold up the bag, they'll be able to see and go, and we don't have to actually put our hands in your personal stuff. So, like, but, I mean, I know there's some people that don't like it, but there's, you know, you go to major sporting events, wherever, that's what everybody's going to. So, and we've actually allowed, you know, I was kind of basing my policy off like Wells Fargo and Carver Hawkeye Arena and stuff like that, but we've actually allowed even a bigger bag than they allow, because you know, some people do like to bring blankets or, you know, whatever to sit on and stuff. So we did go to a larger bag than what them guys did. That's really the only modification I did. Otherwise, I just pretty much pulled their policy, and I was going to use it, but then I didn't make our bag policy a little bit bigger. So.
And why also is Knoxville Raceway such a great, you know, family atmosphere for people to come out to? You know, really, this is something for all of ages. And right here in Knoxville, Iowa, we have a world-class facility with some of the best sprint car racing in the nation. You know, why is this such a great opportunity to bring the entire family here?
Yeah, that's what like you said, it's a whole family atmosphere. It's the interaction with the drivers. I'd like to thank all of our staff, you know, treats everybody really well. And then, you know, on a regular Saturday night, every week, kids 12 and under are free. We want the kids here. We got a junior fan club. They can sign up, you know, get a T-shirt and see who their favorite driver is. And then also this year we're kicking off. We're going to have a junior fan of the night award. So the kids actually going to get some prizes. Go be able to get to meet their favorite driver in the infield, you know, with our and even go to Victory Lane and get a picture taken if they want to. So yeah, we're just always trying to, you know, make it more of a family event, make sure that everybody's having a good time, and that we're getting everybody out, like I said earlier, getting everybody out of here on a good time. Because if everybody gets late, the kids get cranky, mom gets cranky, I understand it. I've had three girls myself. I know what it is. So that's one of our major goals this year, is let's get in here, get it done, and get them out. And if they want to stay and hang out afterwards, that's fine. And so, yes, that's what we're striving to be. And we're just always looking to improve, making it, you know, more family friendly, and get new fans here and make them race fans.
Well, Jason, before we close up our conversation today, you know, any final thoughts from you as we are kicking off the 2025 Knoxville Raceway season this weekend, and just why people should come out and experience this awesome action here at Knoxville Raceway all season long?
Yeah, no, I encourage everybody to come out. If you've never been here, I'd be more than happy to, you know, help you out. Look any of my team up, and we can, you know, answer any questions you have. We're trying to increase our signage and, you know, making it more user-friendly for the new people that aren't normally here. But yeah, and if you haven't been here for a long time, so, well, I think it's a good time to come back. You know, we're it really is this is the track that everybody in the country talks about, and right here in small town Knoxville, Southern Iowa. But everybody in the country, you know, this is, that's anything involved in sprint car racing, this is like the holy grail. So yeah, I hope everybody just come on out, and if you got a suggestion for me to have make it better, I'm always willing to listen to that too. So.
Once again, that was Knoxville Raceway General Manager Jason Reed joining us on today's Lately Radio Sports page. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.